Welcome back to Not 97. Today's episode features California newcomer Asha Emuno on the heels of releasing his latest project, the debut Pins and Needles. We talk through Asha's journey in music since his days as a band kid, finding his voice and balancing his place as a multifaceted creative. As well, Asha gives us an exclusive performance of Watch My Step, live from the studio and brought to you by The Orchard and Human Resources. This is not a podcast. This is not a radio show. This is Not 97. Enjoy. Asha Emuno, welcome to Not 97.
Thank you, brother. It's an honor to be here.
Welcome to New York.
Thank you, man.
How you feeling?
I'm loving it out here, bro. It's my second time out here. It's been love once again.
Yeah. Before we fully get into it, do you want to just introduce yourself real quick? Who you are, where you come from, and what you do?
For sure, yeah. My name's Asha Emuno. I'm an artist, producer, songwriter, among other things, from Moreno Valley, California. And I'm about to drop my album, Pins and Needles.
Hell yeah. I do want to get into the record, but before that, I kind of want to start sort of at the beginning. I was reading about you and learning about your, I guess, like childhood and your being introduced to music very early. And I had read what I thought was interesting, like about your grandma being a pianist and a musical director.
Yeah.
And I wonder kind of like how do you think about those early memories with music, and how does that kind of like, you know, how do you still carry that with you with the music that you make today and the artist that you are today?
It colors everything that I do. I mean, my understanding of just what it means to be a performer and that feeling when music brings you to life comes from family for me, which is, I know, a unique experience that I don't take for granted. Like, my uncle was a producer before me too. My big brother was a rapper before me. Like, so I get to look to the people who actually are part of my village and raising me to be inspired in all those things. So it's dope, yeah. You know?
You feel like you knew early on, like, this was what the path that you wanted to take?
Nah, actually, I wanted to do so many things before music. Like, yeah. I wanted to be an animator. I wanted to be a sculptor. I wanted to be an engineer. Like, I mean, I was on a scholastic type path. Like, I was trying to do, I had Ivy League aspirations, but somewhere along the way, when I was like caught between jazz band and concert band and film score composition, I just wanted the freedom to create. And that's how I started making beats.
Yeah. Do you think, like, those formative years of like being in band, being in jazz band, like doing compositions, like that is what laid the groundwork for you to be who you are now?
Definitely, for sure. I mean, in part, because like I said, it was all around me. Like, you know, my brother put a crack of FL Studio on our family computer and gave us hella viruses. So I had to see what that was about, you know? And that's kind of like how I first started making beats, but yeah, I mean, realizing that I liked to put two notes together and see how they felt came from being in a band and me being the first trombone and hearing what the third trombone sounded like, you know? So that's my DNA.
Yeah. I think like that, like an extension of that kind of like family connection seems like what's really strong within you as well is like your community and your creative community and thinking about kind of like the city that you grew up in and the people that were like around you in that community. And I know, you know, with like, I know you had spoken about like the video for Zigzagging being like kind of an ode to that community. Can you kind of speak to like how that community raised you and kind of informed your artistic vision and philosophy?
For sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's twofold because coming from Moreno Valley, there's a lot of different options for what you can do that as a kid might seem lackluster, but you know, for me, it was like either get into trouble or not. And it was like stand behind at school to learn mellophone when I was already learning trombone.
Yeah.
And then move on to the next instrument was like how I stayed out of trouble. Like music literally kept me away from, you know, going the other way that some of my peers and some of my closest friends went. So, you know, like that. But then it's also, I came up in San Diego, Riverside, San Bernardino, bouncing around, like being with my grandmother and, you know, being lucky enough to be a fly on the wall in my uncle's studio that he had and still has and stuff like that. So just seeing kind of how people move a little bit too. And then I say twofold because coming to LA, it was like an awakening for me and seeing how much bigger the tank can be, you know, being a big fish in a small pond, not to, you know what I'm saying, minimize what we were doing at home, but like being around the most exciting upcoming creatives and stuff, like sharing a world, bouncing off energy, being a sounding board for something that somebody else is trying to just figure out, yeah. You know, like is part of that formative phase too. In a stage where, like, when I was younger, felt like, oh, I'd already have shit figured out, but you never really have it figured out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, like, kind of what I was going to try to get into next in terms of, like, how that leap from Reno Valley to L.A., like, kind of evolves the foundation that you already have into, like, you know, the next phase of you as an artist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, kind of, yeah, going back to what I was saying, it's just... You know, I found my closest collaborators in L.A.
Yeah.
People like Zach Ezzy, who, you know, we did the entirety of Pins and Needles together. I would have never met if I just stayed recording in my closet in my bedroom on LaSalle, you know, like
yeah.
in Moreno Valley. Or like Connie, who, you know, we made Watch My Step together and have a bunch of other cuts.
Yeah, like finding
stuff
your
like
people.
That. Exactly, finding my yeah. people comes from just that spirit of exploration that I think as a kid... in the suburbs of Moreno Valley is like kind of unseen. We don't really have an example of, and there's yeah. a lot of people who come from there and just claim wherever they go to. So also just kind of leading by example for the kids that are coming up to be like, you know, you can just be you authentically. And that's dope in itself, representing from where you're from, you know?
Yeah. You mentioned a little bit before, like kind of being interested in a bunch of different creative endeavors outside of music, like thinking about being an animator and kind of doing more like visual graphic and design stuff. And I always like am inspired by musicians that like have an eye for that type of stuff, because I think it like creates a really important cohesion amongst their music and the full package that they're offering, from, you know, single covers, album covers, videos, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, like, is that how informed is that package for you when it comes to like your visual art background? And are you just like super hands-on with like everything that you're putting out?
Yeah, executing. I mean, I'm hands-on, but I definitely am blessed to just work with some of the most talented upcoming creatives. People like Angel Orozco, like who's directing all the visuals for Pins and Needles.
Yeah.
And like, you know, all of the people who I've worked with thus far, I'm hands-on with and like coming up with the concept, even like executing it to a point. But like, it's something that I'm learning from everybody that I'm working with on these projects more than anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something that I always want to come back to and that I still do in my own free time. Like a lot of the artworks to the songs that we dropped, like I design or
right.
little thing, title cards, whatever the case is, because it's just something that I love to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always about trying to find, just like with the music, it's always about trying to find something that I didn't think of from somebody who it's their whole world that I'm stepping into, you know?
Right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Speaking about Pins and Needles and kind of like the process of putting this album together, I know for you it's been kind of a multi-year process of crafting this.
Yeah.
How has kind of like the project changed shape throughout those years from like when you started it to now? Like, do you think like the intention behind like this project has changed? Has the vision for it changed, or has it been kind of a clear thing throughout?
I mean, at a foundational level, the core theme has stayed the same, but it's an ever-evolving thing for me, like with projects and just in general creatively, because the core of my spirit is curiosity and exploration. So in that, sometimes I'll find something that completely contradicts what I thought something was before, with pens, it's like all about growth and the discomfort that can arise in that, the beauty that you can find in that. And that's multifaceted. The past couple of years for me were very different than the first year when the idea came about. So, you know, it's definitely some different perspectives for me about how to go about executing the concept too, because I started off and definitely consider myself to be very, you know, thoughtful about executing ideas about emotions and just painting a picture, you know what I mean? But a lot of times intention and what you think something can be, for me especially, can get in the way of just translating a raw feeling.
Yeah.
So leaning more into the raw feeling has been a thing, I would say, recently.
You know, thinking about this as kind of a debut album for you, obviously you've dropped EPs before, you've dropped mixtapes before, and a string of singles, and there's you know, a large audience that's already tapped in, but this being a debut kind of opens you up to a way wider audience and introducing, like, yourself to them. Have you thought about kind of, like, what that introduction is, or what you want kind of, like, new listeners to take away, or, you know, how you want them to perceive who Asher Emuno is?
I'm hoping they can see and feel me for who I am as much as possible, you know? Like, I'm never trying to portray myself. We were just talking about, like, I'm shitty at being anybody other than who I am, you know?
Yeah.
So I would just hope that you can see the me when I was 15, when I was, like, first figuring out how the interface worked and recording the closet, and the me at 20 when we, like, first put out my first singles and start to figure it out, but also the me now that's kind of like, okay, what's this next sound that we're about to try to get off?
Yeah. You know? I guess speaking of that sound, like, I think one of the cool things about the singles that you've already dropped and the work that you have out is there is a very dynamic sound there and a very versatile sound. And in that same vein is, like, putting a debut together, it almost, like, solidifies, like, you know, this is my sound. But for you, it can go in a million different directions. Do you kind of look at this project as, like, all right, here's a cohesive sound for, like, this is who I am, this is my sound? Or are you more like, this is my debut, I'm going to give you, like, a variety pack of all the different energies that I can serve, and you'll see, like, how versatile and dynamic I can be?
It's definitely a bit of both, because the sound embodies the funk and the soul and, you know, all of the aspects of it that come from my upbringing, but it's also pushing new textures and feelings, and, you know, it's an amalgamation of new and old. So, you know, it's a wide variety, but there's a common thread through it. And I hope that the feeling is the thing that makes it feel like all one thing and not just the charcuterie board of, you know, different vibes and stuff, which is cool too.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's what I did on the last mixtape. This one is a lot more, like, texturally, conceptually focused.
Yeah. Speaking of the sound and the process of making this, I've heard that you own an accordion.
Yo,
and I'm wondering,
who told you about the accordion,
I'm
bro?
Wondering if you could tell me about the accordion, and if there's accordion on this project.
There is accordion on the project in a hidden track, and we added it last minute. I really wanted to get the accordion off. I was so excited about that shit too. Like, have you ever seen the movie Amelie?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
It's this French movie. I don't know. I'm a nerd about film. And the score to that, I started off in film score. So, like, the score really hit my core, and it was something that, like, the way that it feels, something about the sound, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's just very emotive. So, yeah.
We might get the accordion track.
What happened?
We might get the accordion track soon.
We'll definitely get the accordion track.
Word.
It's already in there.
We don't have an accordion here, but but if you're down to play a track for us, can you let us know what track you want to play and give us a little background of where the song comes from?
It's a song, Watch My Step. Me and my dog, Connie, co-produced this one. It's the first one that we got together. So it's, I don't know, it just activates something in you when you hear it. It's got this feeling that I think kind of speaks for itself. But it's one of the ones off the album that I feel like I'm kind of just going. It's like stream of consciousness, not too much thought, just feeling. And it takes you to the place that we were in when we made it. So, yeah.
Let's get into it. Watch my step.
Honey, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm Asha Muno. This is Watch My Step live on 997. Weaving through the mind, steady hand of killers, I'm inclined. Dare to tell the truth through the lie. I can't help but see that you inside me. Know you love to talk in subtext. Not so good at reading between the lines. Voice of reason speaking to remind you, just another child that survived. In that temple, busting at the raft, a pill to swallow like the mornings after. Kiss until she raw to the touch. I can tell the tone when she laughing. Learn my lesson, gambling with the past. The effing in the money and the mattress. Brody couldn't stomach the repast. Never fully process all the passings. Cauterize a wound with this liquor. Plot sticking, but my skin thicker. Hopscotch and sand drawn lines. I ain't felt this way in some time, but sunny take the shade with the shine. Don't heavy head of shame for my sorrow. Mama sensing pain in my eye. I just can't complain, that's my problem. Summer jam, gun in hand, duffel bags, run it back, tell me about it. Overstretched rubber bands, couple bands, all in one's a healthy balance. Four niggas, three beams, two limping, same scene. Sound familiar? Buy your own Mickey D, nine your own green beans, mind your own. Branded booty, Percocet, Kel-Tec, grab a crumb, dusty counters. I'm slow to love, hard to feel, hardly off a DMT. Where is Asha? Cold feeling, smoke screen, hazy apartment, exit fees, past November. Old feelings, new wounds, gold. Gold in me showing through, old feelings, new wounds. Gold in me showing through, goals and we showing proof. Gold in me showing through, goals and we showing proof, nigga. Yeah, yeah, just like watch my step, 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 yeah, step, 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 yeah. Man, watch my step, 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 yeah. Thank you so much for having me, man.